And it is Jared of the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Online at thegamenashville.com. It's a Fireball Hot Take Friday. And GM?
Yes, sir?
I'm so tired of people telling me what can't be done. People will tell you all the time in your life what can't be done. And the truth is, and I think I'm living proof of this, just because they say you can't do it doesn't mean you can't. Kids, dream big. And if you dream big, maybe one day with hard work, you'll achieve your goals. So you know what I hear people say can't be done?
What's that?
They say the big dog can't eat against Bill Belichick and the Patriots. They say it ain't gonna happen. And I've been saying all year, let the big dog eat. Talking about Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry had a bad game against the Jags. And what did I say here on the show against Kansas City? I said, let the big dog eat. And what happened in the Kansas City game? The big dog ate. Well, here we are, and everybody's saying the big dog's not going to eat. So, Floyd Reese, I ask you, sometimes you got to overcome that. They say Belichick's going to go out of his way to take this away. The NFL Live crew is talking about Bill Belichick. He's going to take it away. Teddy Bruschi, Bill Polian were on the panel. This is what they said on NFL Live when they were talking about the big dog.
Teddy, I have to ask you, if there's one guy that's probably not going to beat the Patriots, it's probably Derrick Henry. Right? That's the one guy Bill's going to try and take away.
Yes, absolutely. Just set the edge, build the wall. Every pass by Mariota is one less run.
You say that's the one guy that Bill's going to make sure it doesn't beat.
And the other guy is Delanie Walker.
Yes, absolutely.
Two guys that are not going to win the game.
If they're winning, it's Marcus Mariota to the wide receivers for the Tennessee Titans. You can count on that one.
First of all, Trey, stop talking. Secondly, Bruschi and Polian both say the big dog's not going to eat. Belichick's not going to let him do it. But at some point, you got to overcome that, Floyd Reese. So if the Titans are going to be able to win, they probably are going to need to run. And if Belichick wants to take away the run, how do the Titans find a way to run despite the fact that Belichick wants to take away the run? How do they overcome Bill Belichick trying to take away the running game and effectively run the ball with the big fella tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, if their objective is to line up and take away the run, then you're probably not going to run the ball. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line. I believe, though, I think there'll be some of that. I also believe that he's not going to be overly concerned, that is, to the point of risk, if we are running the ball until we get to the 30, 20. And then, you know, it's all got to stop. So I think if he's going to make some plays, I think he'll be able to make some plays between the 20s or the 30s, you know, wherever Bill wants to start. I think what happens after that is what's going to determine the game. And that's why, you know, the red zone on both going both ways, red zone on offense and red zone on defense will determine the outcome of the game.
Well, I think they're going to score touchdowns when they get inside the red zone because they've got the best quarterback who ever lived, and they probably got the best tight end who ever lived and who you can't match up with. So you're going to have to score touchdowns.
Yes, sir.
But you don't think they're going to be able to run the ball in the red zone, do you?
No.
Why not?
Because he's going to stop it. You won't. I mean, he'll put enough people up there, you won't be able to run the ball.
So why can't you take Gronk away when you get inside the red zone, when they get inside the red zone?
Gronk's on the other team. If Gronk was on our team, they'd be saying, why can't you take Gronk away?
They'd have a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. They took away Julio Jones in the Super Bowl.
They would have a will because they've got two Pro Bowl caliber safeties.
No, they have one. They've got one.
Chung.
Chung sucks.
And McCourty.
Chung, nobody else would want
see
Chung.
We'll see how much Chung sucks.
Nobody else in the NFL would want Chung.
We'll see how much Chung sucks. First of all, when you count his Super Bowl rings, and second of all, when he covers the tight end.
I'm telling you, Chung got cut by the Eagles and nobody wanted him except the Patriots.
He didn't get cut by the Eagles because he couldn't play. He got cut by the Eagles because he had a giant contract. Because they signed him as an unrestricted free agent. Because
he sucks.
For an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, you know what, though? People sign Ndamukong Suh for a lot of money, but he keeps to make his money because he's really good. My thing is, like, we look at these guys like, Patrick Chung is great. Your safety is better than their safety. Byard is better than their safeties. I think they're going to try to take the run away. I agree. But if they do that, you still have Pro Bowl caliber tackles. You can run behind those tackles. Can you not? Can they not run the ball behind Taylor Lewan and behind Jack Conklin against the Flowers and Kyle Van Noy? And I mean, like, if you have Kyle Van Noy versus Taylor Lewan, Taylor Lewan ought to block him, and Derrick Henry ought to be able to run. And if Derrick Henry's running and those guys from the secondary come up, Derrick Henry ought to be able to break tackles against those guys. I mean, I just think even though somebody says you can't run, doesn't mean that you can't. Eddie George, you guys face stacked boxes with Eddie George all the time. One time, the Colts were so determined to not let Eddie George run that they ran blitz and he ran past it in the end zone for a touchdown. So why can't they do that?
I don't know.
I mean, you're convinced they can't do it. And so is everybody else. And everybody else is probably right. I'm just thinking, like, if your strength is to run the ball, you need to be able to run the ball even when somebody wants to take it away.
I would agree.
But you just don't think they're going to do that.
Well, I mean, I told you, I think there's going to be times that he's going to not going to let you ever run the ball. But there are going to be times where it's going to be more convenient to run the ball. And I think you'll move, bounce around a little bit, and, you know, it's what if they've done all year long? I mean, they're 27th or something in the league in yards, but they're like 4th in points. So you go ahead, mess around, run up and down a little bit. That's fine, all well and good. But you can't score touchdowns.
So how would your play calling change if you get, okay, Titans 1st and 10 at the 18-yard line. How does your, at the New England 18-yard line, how does your play calling now change from wanting to give the ball to Henry and wanting to run the ball to Henry? How does it change knowing that Belichick's not going to let Henry start running the ball from the 18-yard line?
Well, I mean, if you can't run it, what's the alternative?
Throw it, but what are you going to call?
There you go.
Who do you throw it to?
Who do you want to throw it to? Any one of the guys, the tight end? I mean, the tight end won't be covered, according to you.
No.
Just throw it to the tight end.
But what they said was, you heard what Polian said, that Delanie Walker and Derrick Henry are not going to beat the Patriots. So let's take those guys out. So now, Delanie Walker and Derrick Henry are out. I'm just going based upon you. 1st and 10 from the 18-yard line. You're the Titans. What do you do?
I don't know. I don't. I really don't know. Throw the ball. I mean, however you want to throw it.
Do you want to contribute today or no? Or
I can't get through. It won't sink. It won't go in.
Well, just tell me what you would do.
It just won't go in.
You haven't said anything that's going to make me know what's going to go
there
through.
There you go. I mean, you don't even know when it's coming. So, I mean, I just, whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm all for it. Run them, throw them, kick field goals. Not going to win, but you can do all that.
Okay, but I'm asking you what you would call. What would you do? You know they're going to try to take away Delanie. You know they're going
to
try.
I'm going to throw it to the tight end.
Okay.
I mean, they're not going to cover him. I'm throwing to the tight end.
No, you know they're going to cover him. You heard Polian say that. You said that yesterday they're going to cover him.
You just told me they weren't going to cover him.
I said Chung sucks. That's what I said. I don't think they're going to cover him with Chung. I think they're going to double team him.
Who are they going to cover him with?
I think they're going to double team him, and I think you're going to see McCourty on him.
So you're going to put Chung in the middle?
I don't know what they're going to do. I'm asking you.
You're making all the rules here. I'm just trying to follow the plan.
I think Chung sucks, but that doesn't mean that they can't take him away.
I don't know. I mean, if he sucks, then I'm not going to play with him. I don't want to play with him.
Okay, then let's operate under the fact, let's say Chung doesn't suck. So now we're only playing by your rules. So just your rules. 1st and 10 at the 18. What are you doing?
And is Chung on the tight end?
I said Chung doesn't suck.
So Chung is good now? It's good.
I mean, do you want to work or do you just want to sit there and just waste everybody's time?
I'm just trying to follow the rules. I mean, I just...
They're your rules, Floyd. The floor is yours. You talk. You go. Go. Go.
I mean, I would still try to run the ball.
Even though they're going to take it away.
No, I mean, yeah, they're going to take it away, but you've got to figure instead of getting 7 yards, you're going to get 4 yards or 3 yards. And if you can do that enough, then, you know, you can get a point where you can bang it in.
See, that's what I think. I think just because the Patriots, they say they're going to take it away, doesn't mean they're going to take it away.
Okay. We agree.
So then it should work. If you're a running team, you should be able to run, right? No matter what anybody tries to do. Unless they commit 11 guys to the box, and then you just have wide receivers standing open, which Belichick's obviously not going to do.
Right.
You have no interest in doing this show today, do you?
I have no interest in this. I don't know what we're doing. Are we trying to be Josh McDaniel?
I'm trying to figure out how the Titans can win. And then I ask you, can they do it? Well, no. Okay, so what do you do? Well, you do it. But you said it's not going to work to win.
If they're going to try, the way they're going to win is they can bounce around, run the ball in between, bang around. When they get down to the red zone, they're going to have to throw for touchdowns. And if they can't do that, they don't win.
See, now that I like. That I agree with. I mean, I hate the matchups for the wide receivers of the Titans. I hate them. I hate the matchups this week about the Titans versus the Patriots secondary. I absolutely hate it. But I think they're going to have to complete those passes if they want to win. I mean,
that's exactly right.
Back to the point of, well, it's going to be hard. I mean, it is.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. This down the pipe from Terry McCormick of TitanInsider.com. Titans flight from Nashville has been delayed about 3 hours due to weather. What do you do there?
Is that weather here or weather there?
Well, I don't think they've left, so I think it's weather here.
Yeah, I mean.
But do you get off the plane and go back to the facility and hang out, or what do you?
No, no. I imagine they're sitting on the plane.
Just sit on the plane for 3 hours?
Whatever. They may go out in the hangar, get in the hangar. But, I mean, you're going to be waiting around for 3 hours.
I mean, is the FBO big enough for 100 people?
Maybe 100, but about 250.
Is that how many are traveling? I mean, I don't.
Probably.
Well, you got. I mean, I just said 100 is a round number. I mean, I don't know how many people travel with a football team.
I mean, you've got all the sponsors and all the coaches and probably wives and. And, you know, suite holders and whatever else.
I mean, I've never been at the FBO here. My guess is probably not big enough for everybody to hang out at, maybe.
What I've been in wouldn't be big enough for 250 people.
So what do you do? Bus everybody back to the – you just stay on the plane?
Yeah, stay on the plane or take turns going in or whatever the case may be.
How much of a concern is that about the Titans, being on the plane for 3 hours and not being in Foxborough at the right time and not getting to the hotel at the right time?
Throws everything off. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean, I don't think it's going to affect how you play, though, on Sunday. Well, I mean, you don't like it, but it's not going to.
You hope not. I mean, it affects all your meeting. It affects all your practice tape that you're going to watch. It affects all the, you know, tonight they're probably having a real long special teams meeting. That would be adjusted. And then tomorrow you're going to do more, spend more time in the meeting rooms when you would normally be taking a nap and doing all that. So, but, you know, it's the same deal. I mean, there's just not a lot of options, not much you can do.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. Your thoughts on the Titans and the Patriots. We'll get to that. Jared and the GM live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet, on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. But coming up next, the GM told you what they're going to have to do. And it doesn't sound good. The idea of them having to throw to the receivers. I got a guy, though, who I'm going to try to believe in. Next. Jared the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
One last thing. You know, we talk so much about all these teams and all these. Listen, the New England Patriots secondary, come on, you know, they are good.
Really?
And they cover up a lot. So they can run with any of these receivers that Tennessee has. So I think that's one of the points that we always miss. They got like 7 defensive backs that can cover man-to-man, and they can do a lot of things. Going to be very tough for Tennessee.
That was Phil Simms on Inside the NFL. And you hear about the defensive backs of the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They've got Devin McCourty. They've got Malcolm Butler. Mm-hmm. They've got Stephon Gilmore. They've got Eric Rowe, who I actually think is pretty good. They've got Daron Harmon, and they've got Patrick Chung. Now, I've let my feelings about Chung be known, but Daron Harmon, I think, is really, really good. Like, Daron Harmon, I think, gets like one interception in every playoff game for the Patriots. Harmon is so going to try to bait Mariota into a pick tomorrow, and I think there's probably a good chance he's going to pick off Mariota. But you have those guys. You heard what Phil Simms said there about how they've got like 7 guys that can cover man-to-man. Let's say the Patriots do what Bill Polian says. They take Derrick Henry and Delanie Walker out of the game once the Titans get down into the scoring area. Which of the wide receivers do you want the ball going to the most? And they're probably going to be matched up against one of these guys. Like Malcolm Butler and Stephon Gilmore are probably going to get, in my estimation, Rishard Matthews or
Davis.
Why Davis and not Decker?
Or whoever's playing. Whoever's playing now, it's that guy. I'm just guessing.
I mean, like, I don't think Eric Decker can win over these two guys.
Well, no.
And Davis. I mean,
you could probably cover Decker with a safety.
With McCourty.
Certainly.
And so that's what really depresses me. If I was Marcus, I mean, I'm serious. Like, you don't have a running back out of the backfield you can throw the ball to because that guy's hurt. Your receivers, I mean, we always talk about what's the most important thing for receivers. Get open, catch a ball.
Yes, sir.
Who gets open? Can Matthews get open? Can they run some picks? Can they run some waggles?
Matthews has caught, what, like 4 balls in the last 3 games?
I can't remember the last time Matthews had a legitimate, meaningful catch.
Yeah. I mean, he's been virtually non-existent for whatever reason.
Okay, so Matthews is out. So that leaves you with Davis, Decker, and then they could theoretically play Taylor, or if they wanted to, Harry Douglas. But, I mean, you know, that's like it. So they could put Jonnu Smith in the game.
You know, we laugh about it, and it seems crazy, but that's probably going to be your best matchup.
Jonnu Smith versus one of these.
Whoever their sixth guy would be, you know. I mean, they'll be down the line a little bit.
Can I tell you one kind of hot take I have?
Okay.
Well, you don't have a running back that can catch a ball out of the backfield, right? Unless Fluellen can, and we just don't know about it.
Good point.
But I don't think we're going to see Fluellen check into the ball game and catch a ball out of the backfield. I could be wrong, but I.
Right.
What if they lined up Taywan Taylor next to Mariota on some of these plays, then optioned him out or motioned him out, and then kind of got the matchup that you would want with Taywan Taylor, where you have Taywan Taylor almost at a running back position, like the Packers use Ty Montgomery, you know, kind of use Taylor as a little change up to Henry. I don't have any faith in Taywan Taylor in blitz pickup. I don't have any faith in Taywan Taylor running with the ball, although they do run a lot of jet sweeps with him. He probably has as many rushes on the season as he does catches.
Probably.
But at least to get him matched up on a linebacker or a safety or somebody Taywan Taylor can run by. Because that's the one thing he can do that all these other guys can't do.
Right. I mean, and then it's going to be a matter of, you know, what happens after that if you get the matchup you want, you know?
Like, will he run it right?
Is he going to run the right pattern?
If you throw it to him, is he going to catch it?
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of ifs there.
I'll take my chances, though. You know, like one time, like in a playoff game in Foxborough, Steve McNair just threw the ball in the air to Tyrone Calico, and Tyrone Calico was just bigger than the defensive back, so he jumped up and caught it.
Yeah.
This team doesn't have Tyrone Calico.
We got 2 big guys, though.
Davis and Decker?
Yeah.
Can you just throw it up in the vicinity of Decker and hope that he catches it?
Sure.
I mean,
Matthews is even big.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I have no faith in Matthews. I mean, I have no faith in Davis, but I have no faith in Matthews.
Well, the problem you run into in all these scenarios, I mean, all this stuff we're talking about is maybe good for one play. What's next? You know, because you're going to need a whole series of these to be able to pull off what you're going to need to pull off, and that's going to be hard. So, you know, you're almost forced back into your regular offense and going from there. And the truth is, I mean, somebody has got to win. And I'll agree. I mean, I think the secondary, New England secondary, is the best part of their defense. I mean, it's much better, much more accomplished than the defensive front, and probably has done a lot to really hold down, especially when you get inside the 20, when you get down the red zone. I mean, you see them all the time in nickel, 6 backs, even 7 backs. They'll put all those guys in there and play. Now, I don't think they'll do that, you know, against us because of Marcus and because of Derek. But I mean, if you get in a third, like we have a tendency to get in third 15,
mm-hmm.
I mean, third and 15, you'll see seven DBs out there running around now, and they will cover and double everybody.
Third and 15, run a draw play and punt the ball or kick the field goal. That's how I feel. Steve is up next. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. Steve is up next on the Titans. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. Anticipation, you know, building up. But I think we're going to go in there and we're going to lay the wood on them. I think we're going to take them out. All the pressure's on them and hit everything moving, time of possession. And defense, just keep playing how they playing. Hit everything moving and play like you did the second half last week, man. It's going to shock the world. And if we do lose, the Pacers are going to lose next week to whoever they play. That's a guarantee. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
The you know, the thing that's interesting is last week at this time, we were saying, you know, kind of the same thing. Which is, hey, just go in there, let her rip. You got nothing to lose. What are you waiting for? You know, play, throw caution to the wind, and go for it. Well, and it kind of worked.
Well, you have way less to lose this week than you did last week. You have nothing to lose now.
Yeah, right.
And everyone expects you to lose.
And there's no pressure on us, like you said. I mean, you got everything's on them. Everything. Because of a number of reasons, but certainly everything is on them.
Except those two guys don't feel pressure.
They don't worry about it, certainly.
You know, Belichick and Brady, it's not like Brady came from down almost 30 in the Super Bowl. It doesn't, the pressure, the moment, the stage, it doesn't bother them.
Right.
And so I hear a lot of fans say things like, you know, we got to go be tough and fight. And I'm like, that's great, but that's not going to win you the football game. I mean, maybe it does, but I don't think it does. I just think it's fun to say. I don't think it actually wins you the game.
Well, and when you think about it, in the NFL, when's the last game that at the end of the game, how did you win that? We were more physical. I mean, nobody ever says that.
Not against the Patriots.
Now, you'll say it before the game. You know, well, we need to go in there and really be physical. But after the game, if you win, how'd you win? Quarterback played great. We rushed for 150 yards. So-and-so caught 5 passes for 100 yards. That's how we won.
Although Chris Sanders told me there are times in games where they felt like they just out-physicaled somebody and that they knew it in the fourth quarter that they had just been – like they had totally they totally knocked the other team around so much so that they knew in the fourth quarter that team was done and they could do whatever they wanted to.
And I think there's truth to that. I mean, I think that did happen.
Except I don't think you do that to this group.
No, you're not in the playoffs. You know, you're talking about regular season, mm-hmm. somebody you played.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM talking Titans and Patriots. Coming up next, Bill Polian has 3 keys for how the Titans can win. Which one is most likely and which one is most important? We'll get to that coming up next. Hey, tune into the Julian Council Show. Starting Saturday mornings from 9 to 10, every week, Julian will be giving you the best discussion on everything in Nashville sports, along with his thoughts on all of the major national stories you care about, and will be joined from some of the best guests around the sports world. This Saturday, thanks to the Titans playing in the divisional round against the defending Super Bowl champion Patriots, Julian will be on from 9 to 11 for a special 2-hour edition. The Julian Council Show, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10, on Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
You're going to play a team that's very, very disciplined. Don't make a lot of mistakes. All 3 phases are like that. They don't make mistakes.
Titans coach Mike Mularkey right there talking about what happens when you get a Belichick team. Discipline, discipline, discipline. I think that's probably fair to say.
Yes, absolutely.
Were you well disciplined by Belichick or no, or... Did Belichick ever have any moments where he had to discipline you?
No. I'm like, you know what? I'm like all those free agent players. When you see him chew out Tom Brady or chew out the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator, you know, it's one of those, imagine what he would do to me.
Did Belichick ever chew you out over the 5 years or 6 years you were there?
No.
Never? Even when y'all disagreed?
Yeah, I mean, you can disagree. I mean, he has absolutely – that that organization can sit down and discuss something and come out with a solution better than any place I've ever been around.
Okay, so Bill Polian has his kind of keys if the Titans are going to have a chance to win this game. He brought it up on NFL Live on ESPN. Here's what Bill Polian said.
Running game and the mobility of Marcus Mariota allows them to bleed clock, which keeps Tom Brady on the bench. Secondly, they can create inside rush, which, as we saw very dramatically, statistically, bothers Tom Brady. And third, if you're going to beat him, you got to play a clean game, and you have to win in the special teams, or at least break even.
Yeah.
And they have a Dory Jackson, does Tennessee. He's the best return guy the Pats have faced all year.
Of those three things, the run game, inside rush, and special teams with a Dory Jackson, which one do you think is the most likely that the Titans are going to be able to take advantage of tomorrow night?
Most likely they could take advantage of. It'd have to be the run game. I think they're going to, you know, like I said, I mean, they're not going to risk. They're going to want to shut the run down, and they'll plan on shutting the run down. But if there's somebody, and I don't know who it would be other than Walker, somebody that they're afraid of and they don't think they can cover and they don't, then they're not going to risk everything to go man for man on that guy and risk giving up a big play. Now, if there is no one that scares them like that, if they feel good about how they can cover whoever they think the best guy is, then it gets hard because everything gets tighter.
I would say the inside rush. For this standpoint, you got to get pressure
inside
on Brady.
Inside rush is the...
Like Casey and those guys creating inside rush on Brady.
That's the most important thing?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if Brady has time, I don't care if you blitz him or don't blitz him. If he's got time, he's going to pick you apart. Especially with Gronk. But even, you know, like, you know those crazy plays where Brady stands in the pocket for 5 seconds, pats the ball a couple times, then turns his body to the other side of the field and fires a rifle shot to a wide-open Hogan, and it's a gain of 47, and it's first down at your own 16. You know, like, those plays, if you give Brady time, he's going to do that. And I don't think the Titans are going to blitz the Patriots that much because I just don't think they have the manpower to be able to do that.
Right.
And two, even if they do blitz, I'm just not sure that they're going to be able to get there if it doesn't come from up the middle with Casey and those guys. So that right. inside rush has got to be the thing that gets Brady's feet moving around and gets Brady's eyes moving at the same time as his feet and, you know, kind of gives him some kind of fits. Because although Polian brought up Marcus running the ball. We haven't talked about Marcus running the ball, but Marcus running the ball might be the one thing that kind of sets all of Belichick's plans off a little bit.
Well, if he runs the ball, this is what I act like I know, and I don't know. But I'm going to guess that if we try to come in with all of those confined formations, that is formations that kind of line up with everybody except two receivers between the hashes, he's going to put a guy on the outside on both sides that will what they call set the edge. And that means that no one will get outside that edge. And they're going to pile up everybody else inside. Say, okay, go, you know, do what you're going to do.
Is that what Teddy Bruschi says when he says create the wall?
Well, I think he's talking more about on the line of scrimmage. But the guy that sets the edge is going to be somebody. When you see all these plays that bounce and get outside and like Derek likes to run,
mm-hmm.
gains yards, that's because the guy that's setting the edge, whoever that is, gets caught inside. There should be, every time he bounces, there should be a guy setting the edge standing right there. And he's in a position to at least make you go back inside if he can't make the tackle.
Do you think Mariota can run up some, you know, up into the pocket and run? Or?
Well, that's what they want you to do. I mean, that's what they force you to do.
Because they got all the fat boys up there.
Because they got all the big boys and all the safeties and all those other guys up there.
Nah, that's not a good feeling either. 615-737-1025. Philip is up next here on Jerry and the GM. What's up, Philip?
Hey, guys. I just want to pick y'all brain, especially on what Floyd just said. If we go to the spread, spread offense where we do at least four receivers, because it'll throw something different in than what they're expecting us to do. Four receivers with the one tight end. Well, three receivers with one tight end, spread out, and then run the ball more so it spreads out their defense. Would that be better? Because that's what kind of what I guess the Chiefs tried to do to us in the first half. That way it opens up the middle a little bit more to run Henry up the middle, and also even gives the option to run Marcus a little bit if they spread it out more so than keeping it congested in the middle.
Phillip, I think that's a really good question.
Yeah, and I think if they spread and if we spread and they only go man for man across the board, that is, they line up with somebody on the head of everybody that spread. Let's say you're putting four guys out there, however you align them, and keep a free safety, then, you know, you've got a chance. Now, you know, they're still going to have one more guy than you can block, but at least there's more space. And that would be the logic behind that. Now, the question becomes, how many good plays do you have from that? Because really all you have is an inside zone one side and inside zone the other, outside zone to both sides, and you're probably done. So there's not a lot of options. But it does get some of those big old bodies or some of those bodies out of the core, which, you know, gives you a little bit more space. The question becomes, if you want to ever throw the ball, are you going to be able to protect Marcus?
See, that's what I was going to wonder is, can you go five guys out? Like, I mean, the old Ken Wisenhunt style of going five guys out, because when the line stunk and you went five guys out, Marcus sprained his MCL and the team was not very good.
Yeah, I mean, same deal. You can go five guys out. But the question then becomes, can you protect Marcus?
And I don't know the answer to that. Now, they don't have Chandler Jones anymore. They don't have, you know, who on the Patriots, if you go five guys out, who on the Patriots are you worried about getting to the quarterback and being, you know, having a career day back there? Is it Trey Flowers? Because it's not like going five guys out against J.J. Watt. Now he's one-on-one with Jeremiah Patasi, and Mariota gets sacked or Mettenberger gets sacked five times. You know, it's not that.
I don't know that I would be worried about anybody. You know, by that same token, I'm not sure that we can block very many of them. I just don't know. You know, we haven't played those guys. But, I mean, you're always going to have to be concerned about the extra rusher, which is they're going to make sure that Marcus does not get out and run around on their own, which means they won't be as excited about playing man for man and doing all that, because they know if Marcus does break contain, that he could run 50 yards for a touchdown and cost you the game. I mean, I things like that could happen.
I kind of like the idea of these four and five receiver sets, about trying to spread them out and get the matchup you want, kind of what they're going to do to you. You know, go five receivers or four receivers and then kind of get the matchup you want and then throw it where you want to throw it. The problem is there's so many moving parts that I don't trust if you do that, like Jonnu Smith or Corey Davis or Decker to catch it, or Matthews, who they don't even throw to anymore. Like, it's a lot of question marks there that you're trying to pick of. Okay, do I like this matchup of Malcolm Butler, who has saved a Super Bowl before and is a Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber player, versus Eric Decker? No. You know, that's... But I do kind of like the concept of spreading it out. We'll take more calls. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Plus something outrageous Mike Mularkey said, but for his sake this week, I think he needs to hope it's true. It's Jerry and the GM right here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Fireball Hot Take Friday, Herm Edwards in 15 minutes. Jared and the GM. Hey, Titans fans. The Titans are taking on New England tomorrow night, and it's NFL Football Sunday, playoff edition tomorrow. So it's on a Saturday, playoff edition from 5 to 7 live from Drake's in Cool Springs at 553 Cool Springs Boulevard. The pregame show with me, Jared Stillman, former GM Floyd Reese, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. We'll get you ready from 5 to 7 out at Drake's at 553 Cool Springs Boulevard for the game against the Patriots. NFL Football Saturday, the playoff edition, brought to you by Drake's of Cool Springs, Tate Ornamental, and the Midtown Cork Dorks. Floyd, Mike Mularkey was asked yesterday about the rookies and how they've played, and, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Corey Davis, the fifth overall pick, has been a disappointment. Fair?
Fair.
Adoree Jackson has been really good at corner and has shown flashes of being a good returner, but really hasn't been a great returner this year because he hasn't returned anything really worth anything. Fair?
Yeah.
He's had a good year.
Oh, yeah. Good year.
Taywan Taylor has really been a disappointment.
Yeah. Non-factor.
Jonnu Smith, I would say probably a disappointment.
You know what? I mean, I would at least give him break even. I mean, what are you going to expect out of a fourth-round backup tight end?
I thought he was a third-round guy, but whatever. And then Jayon Brown, the linebacker, I think has been okay.
Yes.
You know, he's a coverage guy, and he's not great in it, but he's also not terrible, but he's a fifth-round pick, so what do you?
Right.
Mike Mularkey was asked about how the rookies have fared this year. Here's what Mike Mularkey said.
I think they've done well. I mean, we had a lot of snaps by our rookies. You look at Adoree's snaps, I mean, second in the league. We had a lot of guys play a lot of football, a lot of young guys. And I say young guys, not just rookies, but the Byards and those guys. We got a number of those guys. Obviously, they've had a big impact on us getting to this point and going to need them even more than they know this game coming up here.
The rookies have not done well this season.
I hope they know we're going to need them in this game.
That's,
they don't know we're in trouble.
That's the one saving grace here. If Mike is right, then you have a chance. If Mike is right, if the rookies are actually good, then I think the Titans have a chance. Because Bill Belichick can't put everybody up to stop the run if they can't stop Corey Davis.
Oh, true.
I mean, if Corey Davis goes out and plays a great football game, now that just changes everything. If Taywan Taylor can run the right routes and can't be stopped, well, now Belichick has to commit at least two players to him because he's so fast. If Jonnu Smith cannot get penalties, that gives you an option outside of Delanie Walker to throw the ball to at tight end. If Jayon Brown is a really good coverage linebacker, you can theoretically put him on Gronk or as part of the equation to Gronk. Except I'm not sure any of those things are true. I mean, I'm just hoping that you can put Adoree Jackson on Brandon Cooks and not have to worry about Brandon Cooks the rest of the game. And I'm not sure you can do that either.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But he's going to give you your best chance. And I don't think, you know, he hasn't backed down. I think he probably somewhere along the line has been locked up on better receivers and done okay. And that's not taking anything away from Cooks. But I think, you know, we could probably look at the guys at Houston or the guys, even the one guy last week, whoever you want to talk about. And he's been thrown into a lot of those positions and has really hung tough.
The last play of the game for Kansas City, the throw to Wilson that hit him in the hands and then Cyprian came in and lowered it. He ran man for man with Tyreek Hill and had no safety help.
Yeah. So he's been, if you can get a corner that can do that, and, I think the one giant question we had about him coming in was durability. And like Mike said, he's had the second most snaps of anybody in the league, and so he's hung in there tough. And that includes playing offense, playing special teams, returning kicks, returning punts. I mean, he's done a lot. So, I mean, you would have to be excited about him.
Okay, what about the other guys? Davis, Taylor, Jonnu.
Davis has been a huge disappointment, and I know it's easy to blame him and all of that, but I'm trying not to. I'm trying to say, okay, it's instead of giving him a D or an F, you know, give him an incomplete, for example, simply because he missed so much, and yet in a game like this, it's so important. And he could make such a difference, and you really handicap yourself by not having him. I mean, he would be a luxury, would really be able to go out there and maybe give you something that you haven't had all year long. I'm not sure that any of us, certainly you and I, look at that and think, yeah, that very well could happen.
He can't run the right route.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say. He can't separate, can't run the right route. I mean, I'm ready to label him as a bust just to begin with. Like, I just don't think he's ever going to live up to being the fifth overall pick in the draft. He is not fast enough. He doesn't have the ball skills. He doesn't run the right route. I mean, remember when Mike talked when he was out in the preseason? Mike said, well, he's getting all these mental reps. Well, where was that on the clearing route the other day to get rid of Marcus Peters?
He didn't know he was supposed to run fast.
I will say this, though. Like, if he's matched up with Malcolm Butler, right, you can throw him a jump ball. He's bigger than Malcolm Butler.
Oh, yeah.
So at least there's that.
Yeah.
But then is he going to be able to catch it and jump at the right time and all those other things?
Yeah. I mean, that's we haven't seen much of that.
Ryan is in Dixon, is up next on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, fellas? Is it just me? Do you remember last time they were up there? I think it was 2004.
2015.
In New England, the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 2004.
Did they get in trouble for heating the ball up on that kick, or did I make that up?
I think you made that up.
Okay.
There was a lot. There was a lot of talk about it, though. There were a lot of people that saw that and it bothered them. But
you want to believe that the Patriots cheated because then that means that your team should have won.
No, no. I'm saying, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I mean, it just happened about 3 weeks ago. And the league sees it, and they don't really like it, but they're not going to, you know, fine you or suspend you or whatever for doing it. They just would prefer you didn't do it.
Well, why then would they suspend somebody for four games with no factual proof that he doctored the ball or had somebody else doctor the ball for him when they see somebody on the sideline doctoring the ball and they don't do anything to you for it?
No, it's a very good question. You need to email the commissioner.
I mean, I think the Patriots doctored the ball just because when I think Vinatieri took a kick earlier in that game and missed it, and I know Gary Anderson took a kick in that game and missed it, and then with the game on the line with a deep field goal, Vinatieri drills it. Like, that didn't add up to me in a game that was that cold where heating up the ball would give you a legitimate advantage. I don't buy that. But I, you know, that game, it was funny. I went back and watched that game. I can't believe I did. But I listened to Greg Gumbel and Phil Simms. They were calling the game on CBS that night, and they were like, and Tennessee knows nobody's giving them a chance, but Jeff Fisher said our team knows everybody's counted us out the whole time. And I thought to myself, well, nobody's giving this team a chance, and that team had a chance at the end of the game. And that's all I think any of us are asking for, is that the Titans have a chance at the end of the game. That's all you can ask for. Just give yourself a chance at the end of the game. The coach, Herm Edwards, will join us next, presented by your local Geico agent, Wendy Bashir. That is coming up on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Herm Edwards, everything Titans and Patriots. It's Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And then at 5:15, the fourth and final part of Floyd's Scouting Report series on the Patriots. And this day's topic, Floyd's game plan. How would you game plan against the Patriots on both offense, defense, and we'll add in special teams just because it's a snow day out there for all you kids at home. Herm Edwards is next on Jerry and the GM. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.